The fifth of the seven last words of Jesus on the cross. Can you strongly agree that Christ was born in flesh as fully human in this world? The fifth of his seven last words on the cross expressed his humanity. He said in John 19:28, "I am thirsty." Jesus Christ did not hide his thirsty feelings. He expressed it audibly. What is the need to let observers hear that Jesus was thirsty? Did he imply that he needed to satisfy his thirst? Was he asking for water to satisfy his thirst? He did not literally say that he needed something to drink, but when Christ said that he was thirsty, it signaled that the prophecy written about him in the scriptures has been fulfilled. A prophecy written in Psalm 69:21 was fulfilled in the next verse in John 19:29. A jar of wine vinegar was there, so they soaked a sponge in it, put the sponge on a stalk of the hyssop plant, and lifted it to Jesus' lips. Do you know that there are hundreds of significant events happened in his life on earth that were predicted and written many centuries before Christ was born in flesh as a human being? Jesus Christ was hanging on the cross. He was helpless. He cannot help himself to get something to drink. He could have easily called unto God to pour out rain from heaven to satisfy his thirst. When Jesus said, "I am thirsty," it practically exhibited that he is 100% human until he died. It should preclude or preempt the argument that Jesus was not human and did not die. God cannot be thirsty, right? But when Jesus said, "I am thirsty," it manifested his humanity. If you are really very thirsty, you will earnestly and sincerely quest for water to satisfy your thirst. Christ's disclosure of his thirsty feeling helps us know that we can trust him for human needs. He understands. He knows it practically when we are in our great need to be satisfied. Life on earth is a never-ending thirst for human needs. Christ knows specifically what we feel. Christ Jesus, the Son of the living God, came, lived and died as a human being on earth. He experienced hardship, hunger, thirst, and anguish that we humans experience every day. As believers, we try to live as good children of God the best way we can, but we often fail. We may try with our best efforts to find contentment in our life. We may experiment many practical things we can think of just to find satisfaction in life, but still we find no contentment. Personal experience is a memorable lesson to understand the intensity and severity of problems. Christ was thirsty, not just during his crucifixion. He was also hungry, which means he precisely knows and understands the severity of human difficulties that we struggle every single day. Let us put our trust in Christ because he can accurately help us in our daily struggles on earth. Life eternal is far more valuable than life on earth. By faith, God gives us eternal life. If we have faith in God for our eternal life, we should trust him for material needs on earth. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, help me strongly believe that you know and understand all my struggles in this life. Draw me nearer to you, O Lord, and please keep reminding me to trust you in everything I need. Keep filling and empowering me with your Holy Spirit that I may continue to grow deeper in my understanding and obedience to you. In Jesus' name, amen.